Hello, hello, and welcome to Focus with Angela Duncan, where we focus on growing deeper in our walks with the Lord by focusing on God's love, God's heart, and the truth of His Word. I'm your host, Angela Duncan. Thank you to all our listeners who tune in each week on Fishbowl Radio Network, the number one internet radio station. Broadcasting live from Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, we have over 2 million listeners tuning in globally. Our top countries tuning in for the month of November were United States, India, Finland, France, Bahamas, Germany, United Kingdom, Russia, and Italy. Awesome. You can find me on Facebook under the group name Focus with Angela Duncan or on podcast under Focus with Angela Duncan as well. Please go and subscribe. Our goal at Focused is to uplift, encourage, and inspire you by providing you with Christ-centered content that is authentic, informative, and relevant. Well, today our guest is no stranger to the show, and I'm so excited to have him back. He always brings such life-giving, destiny-changing words every time he comes to the show. Dr. Stanley Farrell is a pastor and gifted teacher who teaches on the importance of understanding your unique identity in Christ and how God created you to fulfill His kingdom purpose in the earth. Please welcome back to the show, Dr. Stan. How are you?
Wonderful, my friend. How you doing?
I love it. You've added a doctor to your name since you came. Last time you was pastor, now you're doctor.
Still brother.
I love it. You're so humble. I love it. I just love the fact that you're so humble. But hey, credit to whom's credit due. You are a doctor now.
It goes to my Lord and Savior and my wife.
You better shout her out. Hey, miss. Oh, that's so awesome, though. Congratulations on that. Yes.
Thank you.
To me, you were doctor before that because your words are just so powerful.
You help heal us up
every time you come.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what the word does.
It's life-giving.
That's it.
It heals.
It's not any preacher. It's not any preacher.
Mm-hmm.
But if when you put that life in your mouth,
yes,
then that's all you can do is spit out life.
So good.
The hammer and the nails and
so good.
The tools.
So
it's
good.
Just simple.
Just the mouthpiece. That's what I always say. I'm like, Lord, just say what you want to say. I submit to you, and I'm the mouthpiece. I'll speak your word. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Let's just get started. You're so gifted at helping the body of Christ understand God's original purpose for why they were created. I love that.
Yeah.
Your motto is live as you were created and not as you were born. For those that may be tuning in for the first time, can you expound on that for us, or what does that mean?
You know, that basis deals with the spiritual, I guess you say, disadvantage that we all are born with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says in Psalms 51 that we were conceived in sin, you know, shaped in iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And so how we were born is outside of purpose.
Mm.
How we were created was for a purpose.
Mm.
And so if I live as I was born, that means I'm embracing a life that's outside of why I exist, who I am. Everything that's original about me in regards to God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
But if I live as I was created, then I can function within the original purpose of why I exist. You know, and that's so, so very important, you know, to our lives. And since the last time I was here, you know, I've kind of developed some teachings, some writings on that. Because understanding your original uniqueness, you've got to understand the purpose why you exist. Because the purpose of a thing gives the thing its identity.
Mm.
And we being God's thing. So
yeah.
You know, and so following that trail has led me to this particular teaching. And I tell you, I'm so excited about it because it really brings some practical clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is asking about purpose. Everybody
wants
to know what purpose is. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. It has been in our face. If you've been reading the Bible at any particular time in your life, it's been in your face all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to point it out tonight, you know, by the time we end this. And we're going to show what that is, that original purpose. Because, listen, God is light.
Yes, He is.
He hides nothing.
Hallelujah.
When things are hidden from us, listen to be very careful. When things are hidden from us, concerning us, it's because we've closed our eyes. though they may still be open.
Mm.
Which means it's right there. You know, you've been looking for your glasses, and what my glasses was on top of your head. And you had your eyes open, but you didn't see them. But they were right there.
That's good.
That's the way purpose is, you know. So as powerful and deep as that sound is, it's not as complicated as we make it to be.
Yeah.
And that's probably what gets people, because it's so simple.
Yeah.
Now the complicated part to purpose is the functionality of how do I function, and that's a whole another lesson. But we're gonna just deal with, you know, what is, you know, that purpose and what that means. So to live as I was created simply means living out of the original.
The original.
If I may, I'd like to read a scripture.
Please do.
That really brings that to bear. And that's very familiar passage of scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Mm-hmm. And when I read it, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I know that. But it just shows you that how we can be looking at something but not seeing.
Come on.
What's really there.
Mm-hmm.
All because of words.
Mm.
You know, one of the things I've learned before I read the scripture is that if you're going to really understand the scriptures, you've got to read the scriptures, study the scriptures, and extract from the scriptures in their context.
Yes.
Because watch this. When you take something out of context,
come on,
then you forfeit the contents
that
the context is trying to give to you.
All right.
So the context is what's the mind of God in what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
The contents is what he intend for you to get.
Okay.
So that means if I miss the context of the scripture, then I never get the contents that it has for me. And this is why a lot of people don't get a lot out of the scriptures.
Right.
Because we go to the scriptures and we look for things that fit our circumstances, situations, and we don't read it out of the context in which God wrote it. So I like to say we either look at it with our Baptist eyes, our Pentecostal eyes, our white eyes, our black eyes.
Yes.
You know, whatever kind of eyes you get, instead of our spiritual eyes.
Come on.
You see? Because our spiritual eyes allows us to see what God is saying and what God meant.
What he meant.
And the way you do that is, as the scripture said, with all thy getting, get an understanding.
Yes.
Is you got to look at the word. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I want to read this very familiar passage of scriptures. But then you're going to see it totally different than you ever seen it before. Not because of how I'm going to read it. I say it because now you got an anticipation. Now your eyes are open and you want to see. Now you're going to see it. And that is this. In verse number 17, it says this. Let's start with 16.
Okay.
It says, wherefore, henceforth, now we know no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And people are like, oh, yeah, I got that. But just hold on for a minute. He said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, and so on and so on. Now, the key here is this, is the word new.
Mm-hmm.
He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's what?
A new
creature
or
creation.
Mm-hmm.
The key is that word new. Mm-hmm. The word new there means original.
Mm.
So if any man be in Christ, he is an original creature.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference.
It does.
And then watch this. And it says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become original.
Mm.
So I said, what are the old things and what are the original things? Because you understand something. He's saying Jesus died to make us original.
Yeah, come on.
Which means before accepting him, I'm not living as original. I can't. Because originality is found in him. So what is this original? Then it says all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Mm-hmm.
So he's made me original. And then he made all things original.
Okay.
Well, you got to go back to Genesis chapter 1.
I was like, back to the beginning.
Back
yes.
To the beginning, because
original intent.
In
yes.
Genesis chapter 1 reveals God's original intent.
Intent.
You see, because intent means purpose, and purpose means intent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he restored us the original person and the original purpose. Because he said in Luke 19, verse number 10, he says, He said, I came to seek that which was lost. Mm-hmm. He didn't just say seek who was lost, but that which was lost. So we know who was lost.
Yeah.
Mankind.
Yes.
But what was lost?
The original purpose
was lost.
Oh my God.
And so watch this. So from Genesis 3 all the way to Jesus' resurrection, death, burial, and resurrection, no one was original. No one had the original life. No one could live the original. According to this scripture, everyone was living the old life.
So it's the old life.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's make this real simple. What is the old life? When you understand the old life, then the original makes more sense and it's more exciting. The old life is this. And I use an acronym to describe it. But if you talk about milk, you talk about bread, you talk about anything that becomes old, what does that mean? It means it moved from its original to a decimated or to a decreasing state.
Come on.
So when something get old, it has to lose its original. So OLD is an acronym for original life diminishing.
That's good.
Original life diminishing. And so watch this. What is the Bible divided up into?
Old Testament.
And a New.
And a New Testament. Wow.
The New is actually original.
The original.
Testament.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so the old is simply the original without its life.
Mm-hmm.
As God originally intended.
Oh my gosh.
So watch this. So you see all of these generations of mankind living without the original, outside the original.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what made Jesus coming so very important.
So powerful.
And this is why Jesus said this in Hebrews chapter 10. He says this. He said, I come in the volume of the book.
What'd you say?
Meaning, in every book of the Bible, in every chapter of the Bible, in every verse, in every chapter, he says about me.
He's there. He's there.
But watch this.
So good.
But what makes him relevant is why he's in the text. Mm-hmm. Why he's in the book. Why he's coming. I'm coming for the original.
Mm-hmm.
The original purpose, the original plan, and the original man in the original place.
Jesus.
See, this is why this is so important. One of the reasons this is so very important is because we bought into this idea that Jesus is coming to take me to heaven.
Preach.
Not so.
Come on.
Not so.
Come on.
Because why? Because that's not God's original plan. See, Jesus came to fulfill the original.
Dominion.
So the Father has never changed his original. See, he's always stuck with the original. He's always dealt with us based upon the original. We've been living outside of the original. And so watch this. So when man live outside the original, then we change everything.
Yes,
that's what sin did.
That's what sin did. See? Yes.
And so watch this. And because Satan, Lucifer, walked away from God's original purpose for him. Walked away from God's original plan for him. And watch this. And the Bible says he lost his original estate.
Yes. So
and
good.
So what it did, misery loves comfort.
Yeah.
So what it did, the Bible said he comes to the earth with great wrath to make war with man to do what? To get man to betray and to abandon his original.
Yes.
And so simple as this, outside of Christ.
Yeah.
Life outside of Christ is not original. Life outside of Christ, you can't have anything that's original. Because original is only found in him.
Yeah.
So if any man be in Christ, he is an original. Now he qualifies for the original life.
Wow.
So now the journey must become, what is that original life that now, as the original person, I now qualify for?
Come on.
And to understand that original life, you got to understand the original purpose. Because the original life was predestined based upon the original purpose.
Wow.
And so think about this. I got a couple of things I'll share with you.
Sorry, I got my mouth like wide open. I had to catch myself because we live. I was like
So that means this.
Come on.
Without God's original intent for my life,
mm-hmm.
I stand to waste everything that I do, even if I do it in the name of God.
Because
you got to understand something. Nowhere does the scripture tell us to do things for him. He tells us to do things with him.
With him, co-laboring.
See, it says, with God,
all things are possible.
Jesus said, there are going to be many that did a lot of things for me, but I never knew them.
Yes.
So listen to me very careful. I know we got songs, and if you bought the CD, you know, I'm sorry you bought the CD, but it's not what you do for Christ that was last. It's what you do with Christ that will last. See? Because watch this. Proverbs 19, I want to read real quickly.
Come on.
Says it like this. And I've got it marked so I can get to it real quick.
You good.
Listen to this. Proverbs 19, verse 20 and verse 21 says, hear counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter end.
Mm-hmm.
There are many devices in a man's heart.
Mm.
Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
Uh-huh.
The word counsel here in the Hebrew means purpose.
Wow. Yes.
It means God's original intent.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to me. Also, it means God's legal agreement that he has with himself concerning man.
Mm.
That God legally bound himself to you.
Mm.
To do whatever it takes for you to fulfill the original purpose.
My God.
That he would be willing to die himself.
Wow.
Think about this. So all of this, see, this makes clear the question that David had when he said in Psalms 8, he said, what is it about man
that
you are so mindful of him?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about man that you always thinking about him? He's always on your mind.
Yeah.
And then God gave him the answer, because I made him a little lower than me.
Mm-hmm.
See, because God made man originally like God himself.
Yes.
For God to abandon man is for God to abandon himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jesus had to die. Why? So the original purpose for man and the original man could live again. And God never intended for us to live in the country called heaven, because heaven is a country.
Mm-hmm.
By definition, the kingdom of heaven is a country. It's a place where God lives.
Mm-hmm.
God always intended that man live on earth as it is in heaven. See? And that way, by way of relationship with the Father, who is the King, the original plan and the original purpose was that I will make a representative like myself,
mm-hmm.
so he can be like me, have like me, live like me, and do like me, and be just like me on the scene if I was there.
Mm-hmm.
See? And this is why when Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he taught them that prayer
mm-hmm.
about our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy
kingdom
come, thy will. Up, stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
The word will is original intent, original purpose. He said, thy original purpose be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, God's original purpose is going on in heaven, but it's not happening for most people here in the earth.
Yes.
Because we misunderstood why Jesus came, why he died, why he rose. Because we're trying to go to heaven when heaven's trying to come here.
Ooh! Come on. Through our lives.
You see, and so when Jesus was teaching them in Matthew 6 to pray, he was not giving them the words to say. He was giving them the thoughts to think. Think about that.
Yeah.
You see, because if I give you the thoughts to think, you'll have the words to say.
Mm-hmm.
So he taught them, he said, when you pray after this manner,
mm-hmm.
that word manner means mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Pray with this mindset. Our Father, which art in heaven,
mm-hmm.
hallowed be thy name. Why? Because prior to Jesus, no one could call him Father.
Mm.
You see, because we were living outside of original purpose.
Mm.
And so outside of original purpose, you were not the original person. You became another person. It's called a slave and a servant.
Mm-hmm.
When before, you were a son.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve were sons.
Yes.
Of God.
Yes.
They're original son.
Yes.
That's why Jesus became the second and the last Adam. And he's called the Son of God, never a servant of God, but the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Galatians 5 said, he came, he sent his son, that we may become sons. And become no more servants and no more slaves, but sons. And he put the spirit of his son in our heart that we may cry, Abba, Father.
Mm.
Why? Because outside original purpose, you can't call God Father.
Mm.
See? But within original purpose, now he becomes Father. Why? Because now you become the original person that he created you to be, and that is his son.
Mm.
Now, let me say this to all the sisters. You know,
woo!
It's okay that we use the word sons and daughters,
mm-hmm.
because we do that, you know, to help ourselves understand. But did you not know in the kingdom of God, son is not a description of a gender.
Mm.
Son is a description of your relationship with the Father.
Mm.
So it's not about your gender.
Yeah.
It's about your relationship. So in the kingdom of God, women are sons as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
if you look in the scripture, you will only see the word queen referred to a woman of God one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's Esther.
Esther. Mm-hmm.
And that was because she was dealing with a secular kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a female in the kingdom? She's the same as a male. Well, according to the kingdom, can we read it?
Yes, please.
Let's read it. Because I know somebody pulled out the one and said, now he gone too far. No, just stay with me.
This is so good.
We have a cookie-cutter mentality
yes.
that does not allow us to think outside the box.
Yeah, yeah.
And really thinking outside the box is really thinking within the mind of the Spirit
of God.
And so watch this. Woo. Genesis 1, verse number 26 says this. It says, and God said, not Dr. Pharaoh, not man, not Angela. God said, let us make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say her.
Yeah.
He didn't say him. He said them.
Them.
So who did he make into his image and likeness? Them.
Mm-hmm.
God is a king. So when God sees Angela, he sees a king.
Mm.
See, king is a grace, not a gender.
Mm.
King is God sharing his grace with us.
Yeah.
You see, man originally lived according to his grace.
Mm-hmm.
But when sin entered, we begin to live according to our gender.
Mm.
And this is why God told them, don't eat from that tree, because that tree going to move you from grace to gender.
Mm.
See?
Yeah.
Though we have gender.
Yeah.
Gender only serves its role in this body in the earth.
Like a function.
It has no place in the
mm-hmm.
kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So our Galatians says, in Christ there's neither male nor female.
Mm-hmm.
Jew or Greek.
Bond or free.
Mm-hmm. See why? These things are irrelevant in the kingdom.
Sure is.
So if you're going to live in the original purpose, you have to live within the kingdom. Understanding the view of things. And so watch this. So he says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over so on and so on. Verse number 27 says, so God created mankind in his image, and in the image of God, he created he him. Male and female, he created them.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave them gender, but he created them by grace.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the gender was going to serve the grace.
Mm.
Because without the gender, the grace couldn't be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will take the gender of both, male and female, to bring other people into the earth.
Yes, yes.
And so watch this. So the purpose of people is the original purpose. It's all in the seasons I gave you. So you can.
No, I can't wait. I can't wait. Go ahead.
See, so watch this. So God said, I give these two the original purpose by grace.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to give them a gender that it requires both to bring in another person into the earth
mm-hmm.
for the sake of the original purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason for people is the original purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason for the function of our gender, male and female, that it takes both for God to bring into the earth another person
mm-hmm.
with that same grace called original purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So your gender should serve your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You should not serve your gender.
Mm.
And see, that's what sin did to us.
Yeah.
Sin flipped us upside down.
Yes, focused on the wrong thing.
That's what we began to serve
mm-hmm.
our gender. You know what? Because we lost our grace. And so Jen is all we had. And so that takes us to Genesis chapter 3, where it says the curse entered. And the curse entered, man became old, no longer original.
Wow.
Genesis 3 is where the old began. It's where the original began to lay dormant.
Wow.
The original life. And watch this. Because men, we were to live originally in the earth with these bodies eternally.
Eternally. Yep.
So watch this. So for mankind, the original purpose and original plan was abandoned, not canceled.
Come on.
Not destroyed.
Not canceled, not destroyed.
Abandoned.
Abandoned.
Which means the Old Testament is simply the original lying dormant.
Wow.
And it reveals man's struggle without it.
Come on.
See?
Yes.
And so, watch this. And so God gives man all of these things to do. All these sacrifices.
Yeah.
All these different offerings. All these different things they do. And they have to do it every single day because it didn't last till the next day. To show outside of the original purpose, nothing you do for God will last.
Yeah, it won't suffice. Yeah.
See? Only what you do with him would last. But they couldn't do much with him. Why? Because man hadn't been restored back to the original. Notice one of the last things that took place in Genesis chapter 3 was that God exiled mankind out of the garden of Eden. And in the garden of Eden, there's two different things. The garden and Eden. The garden was in Eden. The word Eden means the paradise, the presence of God.
Right.
It's not a physical place.
Got it.
It's the abode of God in the earth. It's God's presence in the earth. The garden is a physical place. They found the garden, but they never found Eden. Because you only find Eden when you find God.
Yeah.
And so Jesus is called Eden in a reference as well. So he restores back to the original Eden, which is back to the original presence of God. And so watch this. He says to in Genesis 3, it said concerning man, let's see here. Where is that?
Jesus.
It said in the last verse, it says, so he drove out the man, and he talked about the man and the woman, mankind. That's what the phrase should be, say mankind. The translator didn't do a good job on that. and I don't say this because I'm Dr. Faraday. I just learned that. You know what I'm saying? And listen, so he drove out the woman and the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. And told him to now, the only way you can get back into this presence, into this original presence, this original place, you got to eat from the tree of life. Well, who's the tree of life? That's Jesus.
Bread of life, yes. Tree, bread.
So Jesus came to restore the original that was lost.
My God.
See? And when man understand that, then watch this. The Bible takes on a whole nother life.
Yeah, you see it differently.
Because this book, every chapter, every verse, every word, is about one thing and one person. Jesus said, the whole book is about me.
Yeah.
The whole book is about one thing. David, one thing on God's mind concerning us. That is why he made you. See, outside of that, he deals with you in no other way. God deals with us based upon the original purpose. So when your prayer life, this is why Jesus was telling us, if you want to talk to the Father and you want to hear him, your mindset must be the original purpose.
Okay.
So when I go to the Father, he says, you acknowledge who he is, your Father, and then you acknowledge that you come on the basis of his original intent, his original will, his original purpose, as he planned on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
When you have that mentality in prayer, you hear differently.
Wow.
But here's what outside of the original purpose have done. We've learned things outside of the original purpose, even in the church.
Come on.
That we've given prayer the wrong definition. See, because most of us, when you think about it, when we go to pray, we see prayer as we go to God concerning our needs.
Yes.
That's not the original.
Mm.
Understanding the prayer. The original place of prayer is where man came for God's needs. Not man's needs.
Come on.
Think about it. I'm going to back it up.
You're good.
Go back to Genesis. I'm not going to read that. I'm going to take your mind back there. Tell you go read. You go back to Genesis. When Adam and Eve got here, what on earth did they need?
No.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Everything
Why?
Was there.
Because
everything
the Father predestined, foresaw everything they would need, and he created everything they would need that when he got here, they would never have to have that conversation with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go look at the conversation that Adam had with God, Adam never asked God, where was anything?
Mm-hmm.
God always told him in advance.
Mm-hmm.
He told him where the gold was at. He told him where the onyx stone, the different pearls in the earth was at, whatever. And then watch this. And then he told Adam, he said, now, Adam, I'm going to give you an assignment to prove that you're like me.
Yes.
I made all the animals.
Name them. Come on.
Now, name them.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Because Adam operated out of his grace.
Yeah.
It gave him the same mind.
Mind of God.
That God has.
Wow.
So when he sees something that God made, he'll see what God sees.
Mm-mm-mm.
So without God having to verbally tell him there's an elephant,
he knew.
Why. Because he had the mind of God.
Wow.
Because he was living within the original purpose.
Yes. Yes.
And because he was living within the original purpose, he was the original person, and he can have the original faults.
Come on.
Now, I know this sound kind of highfalutin for a lot of folks, you know, but it really ain't, it really not.
Yeah.
We just got to think about this because this is what this is all about. This is where life is going.
Yeah.
You know, life is not going to this end. And, okay, I'm going to end up in heaven and not hell. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, the scripture doesn't teach that.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture teaches that there are going to be two judgments.
Mm-hmm.
One for the non-believer and one for the believer. Then why is it necessary to be a judgment for the believer if they are already saved?
Mm-hmm. Rewards.
Because salvation is a means to an end. It's not the end.
It's not the end.
See? The purpose of salvation was not that we may go to heaven, but that heaven may come to us.
Mm.
Because that's always been the Father's original intent.
Mm-hmm.
That to expand his kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. Into this place called earth.
Mm-hmm.
And in the earth is called the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God simply is the government of heaven through the life of man being exercised in this place called earth.
Wow.
It's just that simple. And so, go ahead. Like you got a question.
I do.
Yeah.
So when yes, I know you know. So when people are saying, God, what's my purpose? Why was I created? Why am I here? Is it that we seek the original purpose and in that we find, because I mean we all have different functions,
right,
one purpose.
I'm sorry,
that's all right, I do it every week. We all have, am I right in saying we all have different functions, but finding your function is through the original purpose?
Exactly. You hit it right on the head.
Okay.
You hit it right on the head.
Okay.
Because that's what the enemy brought the confusion was.
Yeah.
To make us all think we have a different purpose.
Come on.
Everything.
Thank you, God.
And everyone that God made, he gave the same purpose.
Yes.
But different functions.
Mm-hmm.
Our human body reminds us of that every day. Your human body has one purpose, but many parts.
Mm-hmm.
And every part has a different function.
Yeah.
But every part has the same purpose.
Mm.
Because if your hand is side, it has its own purpose. Your body's in trouble.
Yeah.
And this is the piece that we haven't understood at the church.
Yeah.
Is that we haven't understood the difference between these key words, because I just read to you in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 what your purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back and read. Here's my purpose, here's your purpose. And see, and here's what this does. This puts us on equal ground.
Come on. That's why it says he's
this
no respecter.
This proves that no one is better
Come
than anyone
else. Come on.
Because when you understand the original purpose, you no longer have any competition.
That is so good.
You understand the original purpose, you no longer compete.
You don't have to.
You no longer compare. You know
why?
Because you have the same.
We all are the same.
That's what the enemy don't want us to understand.
See?
He want to understand
yes.
that our difference is smaller than our likeness.
Mm.
Our difference is in our function, not in our purpose.
Woo!
So if I got the same purpose as you do,
mm-hmm.
that means I got the same value, the
mm-hmm.
same worth you do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See what I'm saying? See, so that means, watch this. So it says, let us make
man
in our image. And then it's, and so here's how he made them.
Mm-hmm.
The original purpose
mm-hmm.
person is in the likeness image. And then verse number, that same verse,
mm-hmm.
on the other side of and.
Yes, that's the part.
That's the why
mm-hmm.
of the what and
mm-hmm.
the who.
Mm-hmm.
Who on the left side is in my image and my likeness. That's who.
Mm-hmm.
Why? To have dominion.
Dominion.
Mm-hmm. Dominion.
Dominion.
Dominion is rulership through relationship.
Wow.
God said, I will rule the earth through relationship with them. See?
Yes.
He gave them dominion.
Yes.
Now one thing about original purpose, I'm not gonna bring it up tonight.
You got to come back. Go ahead.
Come back and talk about it, because there's a lot of things that they're gonna really shake some generational,
yeah,
sacred cows.
That's all right.
Because one of the problems outside of the original curse, outside of the original purpose,
mm-hmm.
is one became dominant over the other.
Mm.
In the original purpose, there is no dominant gender.
Mm-hmm. Them.
Because grace rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And grace is not divided.
Mm.
So Satan knew, if I can separate them from grace, I can create a war between the genders.
Yeah.
And there lies the beginning of the battle of the sexes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the kingdom of God, there's no sexism.
It says.
There's no racism. No. There's no isms in the kingdom of God.
There's none. Neither See? Jew nor Greek bond.
And so this is why original purpose is so very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the original purpose, watch this, we cannot be the original person and we cannot have the original relationships.
Wow.
See? Because original purpose gives us all the same worth and same value, the
yes.
same grace, but different function.
Different function.
Different function don't mean less or greater.
Come on.
It means just different.
Different. Unique. What God created you
exactly.
for.
And then watch this. It actually expresses your value. That the value that the female has,
mm-hmm.
I need.
Yes.
The value that the male has,
so
you need.
Good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he didn't create this thing where one got to decide. Because if you notice, domination
mm-hmm.
did not come to play until Genesis chapter 3.
Yeah.
When sin entered,
all of that. Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, now he shall dominate you.
Mm-hmm.
He shall rule you.
Mm-hmm.
Then what were they doing before? If the curse is that now your desire, he says, woman, your desire should be to your husband, which mm-hmm. means this. It means two things. Oh, Lord. It means you're going to desire to dominate him.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're going to desire to be dominated by him.
Wow.
Now, if that ain't confusion.
Yes, I'm going to say just confusion, which ain't a God. Just confusion.
You see, watch this. and watch this. And the man going to be stuck with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
See? Why? Because beforehand, he says, you both had dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you done cut God out.
Ooh.
Now y'all got to fight and fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Because it says to the man, now you shall provide.
Yep. When before.
So please hear me when I say this. Please hear me when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
Originally,
mm-hmm.
God didn't make the male the provider.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Originally.
Originally.
God is the provider.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I know that don't fly with a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta
looking
see
at the
context.
Scripture. Yeah.
See the context.
Yeah.
See, and now the church is preaching what the world is preaching. That's why the divorce rate in the church is
Preach.
The same or more than in the world. Why?
Preach.
Because we're using the world version.
Preach.
And not the word version.
Come on.
And so when I do my premarital counseling,
hmm.
which is for a long time, I show them the word version versus the world version.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of churches are teaching and preaching the world version when it comes to relationship.
Which is why we have the world results.
Exactly.
Just as
because
many divorces.
God made them, them.
Them.
If you're taking notes out there, let me give you an acronym for them. Mm-hmm. This is powerful. I got a whole teaching on this.
Mm-hmm.
Them stands for, it's T-H-E-M. Them, mm-hmm. them stands for team,
mm-hmm.
heaven,
mm-hmm.
earthly
mm-hmm.
managers.
Mm.
God sent a team from heaven
to be earth.
To manage earth.
Wow.
They are equal partners with equal power. My wife and I function equally.
Mm.
In God,
mm-hmm.
I have no more authority in my house than my wife.
Mm. Oh,
God has authority greater than us both.
Both of us, yeah.
We're submitted to Him.
That's going to shake a bunch of trees, but we submit
to Him
first.
See? So we function out of our graces, not our gender.
Mm.
So we have grace responsibility, not gender roles.
Mm.
Grace means there's some things that God has graced my wife to do.
Yes.
He never graced me to do. That don't make me less than
and
a man.
And that's okay. That, oh my
and that,
gosh. Listen,
and that may mean she may make more money than me.
That's right. That's okay. We're a team.
Why? Because all that simply means is, see, the world have decided that this skill is more worth more money than that.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got nothing to do with the male and the female, you know, because they decided this skill is worth more money, whatever. And she do a skill that requires, you know, that's worth more money in the world's out there. Yo, that don't make you less than a man.
Come on.
See, because it's a team. It's our money.
Yes.
See?
I love that. I love that. And I love that about my husband. And I often say this, is that he is not threatened by what I'm called to do, what I'm my function.
Original man or not.
He don't care. He's like, it's for the glory of God. And when you write a book and it goes on the seller list,
yeah.
we all win.
We all
celebrate.
Because
it's all for the glory of God. And I thank God for that. Because if not, if you don't understand that, then you have women or men that are lessening in their functions, mm-hmm. which lessens the purpose and the original intent.
Yeah.
We were originally intended to have dominion.
Yeah.
Like you said, we were originally intended to fulfill purpose, the original purpose. How can you do that if you're, like the world, lessening yourself because someone told you that this or that or whatever?
Yeah.
Thank God for your teaching, because that is so awesome. And I think it's good to, I want to go back to this because we're running out of time, and I want to go back to what you said about why there should be no competition in the body of Christ, because that's a big one.
Oh, major.
Everyone's trying to be, if you understand your function and your purpose and that we all have the same original purpose, then it'll make you say, God, help me, I'll stay in my lane.
Exactly.
Because what's for me is for me.
Yeah.
What's for you is for you.
Right. Right.
You are truly gifted to teach this. I ain't called to do that.
Right.
So, you know,
it's okay.
That, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I would be frustrated doing that probably.
That,
you know what I mean?
Same with you.
Yeah.
You know, and because God designed it, that's a built-in design.
That's a built-in design.
How would you feel if your hand started complaining about being a hand?
Come on.
Think about it.
Mm.
What if your feet say, you know what? I'm tired of you walking on me. I want to clap now. I want to start clapping because I want to lift it because I see the hands all got all the fingernail
pulling.
I want to lift mine.
Teach.
Your body gonna be all messed up.
Teach.
That's why the body of Christ. So listen to me very careful.
Come on.
So let me take us down this road then.
Take us.
So when original purpose is abandoned, that's the kind of stuff that happens.
That's the kind of stuff that happens.
There's four things that take place.
Come on.
When original purpose is abandoned, a spirit of perversion now controls the individual and the relationship.
Yeah.
So when man lost original purpose, man began to function under a spirit of perversion.
That's good.
Perversion simply means the opposite of purpose.
Outside the original intent.
See, the opposite of what it was originally intended for.
Mm.
So that's a spirit of perversion, and that goes to great lengths and great levels.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the first thing that takes place. And watch this. And the spirit of perversion gives birth to malfunctioning.
Mm.
Because once you begin to use something for a reason that it wasn't intended for, now you're going to cause it to malfunction.
Woo! Come on.
See? And watch this. And once you begin to operate something in a way that is not intended, is malfunctioning, then it becomes dysfunctional.
Come.
which means now you accept it the wrong way of doing it.
Yes.
Even though you've been doing it all your life.
Yes.
See?
So that's why we have dysfunctional relationships.
That's why we got dysfunctional
families.
Dysfunctional families.
Because we're not operating according to God's original purpose.
Exactly. And then watch this.
Oh my gosh.
And it leads to this final thing. The spirit of perversion gives birth to malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Malfunction after a period of time causes things to become dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
And things continue to be dysfunctional leads to things being unfulfilled.
Wow.
This is why you got so many married people.
That's unfulfilled.
Married, but still unfulfilled.
Yeah.
You know why? Because their relationship is not based upon God's purpose for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what the spirit of perversion did for us, to us. Man's original pursuit was the original purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the rewards of that original purpose was the pleasures and the privileges of God.
Mm-hmm.
But when original purpose was abandoned, man now pursue pleasure and privileges.
Wow.
So you get most people's lives are based upon the privileges of life and the pleasures of life.
Mm-hmm.
That makes for a perverted life.
Yeah.
So when you got a relationship that's built upon, established based upon, what am I getting from it?
Yeah.
What it's doing for me? That ain't purpose.
That ain't, my God.
And so what happens? You got a whole lot of people after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, ain't happy no more.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you come to a conclusion after 20 years you ain't happy no more?
Come on. You know why?
In every couple, let me tell you something. This pandemic
mm-hmm.
that's been going on in the world, because the church is not in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The church is in a purging for purpose. The world is going through a pandemic. The church is going through a purging.
I'm telling you.
And God is revealing to the church,
God is
by way of the world,
yes,
that you're not following my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should not be looking for a new normal.
Preach, preacher.
Because you should have been doing normal in the first place.
Woo! Come on.
That's a whole other lesson I got to teach.
I know.
You see, so watch this.
Oh, we got 1 minute left. Come on.
So I've got all these couples been coming to me.
Yes.
I don't say want a divorce. Finding out. Their relationship was never based upon purpose. It was always the privileges and the pleasures of life.
Yeah.
And when the privileges run out, which means when the husband can't physically or wife can't physically function like they can,
mm-hmm.
and the pleasures ain't there, they want another person.
Yeah.
Purpose prevents that.
Wow.
And that's what I say with that.
OMG. OMG.
We've got to have original purpose. Because without it, it's killing us.
Yeah.
Literally. In
yeah.
every way. Our families, our ministries.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm on this assignment.
You
the Holy
are.
Spirit told me in 22, that's all. He's in 2022, that's all I want you to teach on. The original purpose. And I receive it.
Yes, brought to you by Dr. No, Dr. Stan, we can't ever just do a part one. We can't ever just have you come one time because it's so rich and it's so full. Thank
you. That's credit
you.
To the word. So,
it is.
That's credit to the word.
And how you open it up. Thank you, God, for your ministry.
Thank you.
Thank you for your purpose, you. For revealing to us the original purpose. I love yes. when you're here because I get nuggets every time.
Amen.
I get a whole meal of chicken nuggets, some fries.
All right,
and
yeah,
a,
okay.
You know, hey. I like to mess with you.
I know.
But thank you again for being here.
Thank you
what
for
an
allowing me.
Awesome show.
Amen.
You got to promise to come back.
I'm always ready to come back.
I know. I actually played your archive a couple of weeks ago, or last week, and I was re-listening to it, and it was so, so good. You talked about original intent, too, and every time you come, you bring something else.
Amen.
It's never the same.
Amen.
So thank you so much. That's our show for today. If you would like to donate to Focus with Angela Duncan, if this has blessed you, you know you can go to fbrn.us. Scroll down to the donate button and give. It goes directly to the show. It does not go in my pocket. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Tuesday, Focus with Angela Duncan at 7:00. We'll see you. Have a good one.